Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the coast and the Yukon, and as always, I'm excited to be here having coffee with you, coffee at KYUK. This morning, I'm sitting down with Johanna Urich. She is visiting in town, helping us here at the KYUK newsroom, and you hear her voice frequently on sports and other reporting features here on KYUK Airwaves. I thought we'd take the opportunity to sit down and speak with her. Good morning, Johanna. Thank you for joining me.
Kwaka.
Tell us your full name, who you are, where you're from, and anything else you'd like to let us know at the beginning.
Well, my name's very German. It's Johanna von Hessler Urich in German, but you can just call me Johanna Urich. And my family, well, they're from Montana and Philadelphia, but, this is a big but, I grew up on a sailboat in the South China Sea speaking Thai. Yes, English is my second language. You know, I had culture shock when I came home.
Now, listeners have heard you for some time here at KYUK, but help me understand your relationship with us here at this radio station. Could you tell us your history with KYUK, please?
Ooh, it goes back a while. I came to Alaska to work in Anchorage, and I heard this guy named John Active on the air, and I just fell in love. I thought he was the most brilliant storyteller I'd ever heard on the air. So the next time he came to town for like a gathering of the press club, I was like, who? Point me to this man. You know, everybody else wanted to meet the people from NPR. I wanted to meet John Active.
Oh.
And when I did, I realized my love was well placed. So, whenever anybody needed a little help out in the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta at KYUK, I would be the first to say, send me, send me, send me. So I came out a couple of times to help out. One time when Rhonda McBride was news director, this was way long ago. John was working here. Oh, a bunch of other people, Alexi Isaacs, you know, some people who are gone now. That tells you how old I am.
And you were working in journalism at the time.
Mm-hmm. I was. Mm-hmm. And there was an attempt to start a radio station out in Chivac. And they needed somebody to go out and train them. And I was pressed into doing that. It wasn't very hard. So I was like, ooh, there's a radio station out in Chivac. I wonder how they're going to get their music. So before I went, I called every radio station in Anchorage and asked if they were getting rid of any of their music. Turns out they were moving to this new technology called CDs. They had all sorts of albums they were going to get rid of. So for the next week, these truckloads of music would arrive, and I would box them up, and then I realized I couldn't carry them all as excess baggage to Chivac or Bethel. So I called the airlines at the time. I don't remember. It might have been Ween or somebody who's long gone. And they said, yeah, we'll carry it out there with the mail. It'll be excess baggage on space available for free.
So wait a second. Hold on. What you're telling me here is, and I want to highlight this point, you're telling me that you gifted or you brought to the Delta music.
Lots and lots of music to
Chivac.
Well,
that's very cool. They listen to us over there right now on 88.1 in Chivac. So I'm sure that they reaped the rewards of that for some time. Continue, please.
Well, so I went over there and did some training, and we had to make a little production, like a little ID, a sound for the station. And I asked if there were any songs in Yupik that people in Chivac grew up singing. And they said, yes. And I said, can you sing it? And they said, absolutely. And I said, well, let's perform that song and record it, and then we'll start it and fade it down at a logical place, and you'll come in and do the ID and finish it up, and it'll all be in Yupik. Or not Yupik. We're talking Chivac here. That is Chupik. And before you start calling and correcting me, my bad. I messed up. Chupik, 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 Chupik. Any rate, John Pingayak was helping me out doing this. And I had met John earlier, and that was the second man from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta I fell in love with. All I can say is both those men were very lucky that I was already married.
And you like interesting people, and you are married to an interesting man.
Yep, Steve Heimel. He and I came here married. I'm deeply in love with him. But that doesn't stop me from falling in love with other people. And I also fell in love with some women here. Oh.
Amazing people here in Delta.
Marie Mead, Cecilia Martz. Those are two ladies that, oh. And, you know, there were so many people who are here that are just amazing. And on so many levels. I don't know, for such a small population, you have some really incredible leaders, people who really serve the community. And that's one of the reasons I was interested in KYUK. Because KYUK is the only public radio station in the country which is bilingual in an indigenous language. That is incredible.
It doesn't fall on deaf ears, and I definitely carry that same honor that you do for being able to serve the listeners of this particular radio station.
Forget serving. I'm learning. I'm learning. This is like one of my favorite. I love to learn, and to come out here, I just learn so much.
Now, I was interested in having you come on because I'm going to step away for a week, and you've prepared a few conversations that you've been able to have with some people. So if you wouldn't mind giving me a little bit, or listeners, a little bit of a highlight of some upcoming Coffee at KYUK episodes that we have in the works.
Well, the one I'm working on right now, and we won't hear it this coming week, but I'm so happy to be able to spend some time with Robert Nick. And Robert Nick is the reason KYUK exists. And I did not know that until I meet him. Mm. See what I mean by learning? You just talk to people and learn so much. Any rate, that story will be on KYUK's airwaves.
Sooner, though, we have another one, right? Sooner than that?
Oh, yeah.
We talked to four or five people, so I know that it's a flurry of conversations, and I have failed to write to write my notes.
Well, we're going to be talking to one lady about gathering eggs, which is something... That is spring to me. And she is somebody who does everything. She gathers eggs. She gathers greens. I think she hunts and fishes. I think that, you know, you could drop her off anywhere in this region and she would survive just fine. That's what I like.
I don't get a lot of story tips from the listeners. I know people listen. I'm begging you guys. Coffee at kyuk.org. Stories like that story that Johanna just mentioned that we're working on and going to bring to you this week about egg gathering, you have tons of those. And it's so interesting. Once we scratch the surface and ask a few questions, your stories are amazing. So please don't hesitate. Give me a ring. You can call 543-3131 and get a hold of me to be a guest or even recommend a show idea so that we can bring that to you. Johanna, over the years working through here at KYUK, what are some of the story highlights that you really can't help but mention when someone brings it up?
I think one of the story highlights for me was years ago, Chivac, I believe, and Joe Friday, an elder who is now gone, decided to resurrect and revive the Bladder Festival. The dances, the ceremonies, and the whole festival. And anybody who knows about the Bladder Festival knows that it is a festival that has everything to do with renewal. It's the bladder of seals, and you butcher the seal, you eat the seal, and you save the bladder and dry it. And it's blown up a little bit with air. And then the bladders are returned to the sea in the ice. And the bladders hold the souls of the seal. And so the seal is able to return to the sea, and you thank it. And you thank the soul, you thank the use, and when it returns to the sea, it comes back as a seal. And this relationship between the people on land and the seal that are brothers and sisters, don't mean to be sexist here, and is in the story, but very much in the act of eating, in the act of hunting, in the act of saving that bladder, in the act of returning that soul back to the sea. And it's all done not just with respect, but with celebration and love. And that's one of my favorite stories. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. But it's not gone. Radio's interesting that way. It never goes away because it sits in the minds of the people who listen. And that's a kind of magic of its own. And I love that.
It's magic made possible by consummate professionals who are curators like yourself, who don't just hold the story as reverent, but also go the extra mile and bring in the added elements which make a story extra special. I'm fond of listening to your pieces. You are very keen on ensuring that the listener has that background sound, that extra piece that pushes the story on. I really look forward to hearing all of your pieces. And when you sit down with someone, you know what to ask much better than I, and I enjoy the feedback. Secret tip, folks, I get some feedback from Johanna occasionally by email, and I really look forward to them because they're always informative. Sometimes they're just kudos, but when they have feedback, I'm able to apply it, and my professionalism increases as a result. So I want to thank you for that. I also want to thank you for years of service curating stories and being curious, because I know it comes naturally to you, but it takes curiosity to tell these stories to others and to hold them for others.
I don't really curate. I leave that to the elders and the people in the community. They know their culture much better than I do. I'm just a stranger, and I hold the microphone, and I want to teach as many people how to do that. And I would actually prefer teaching people from the culture to do that and sitting back and seeing what comes in that way, because I think it'll be very different than what comes in when I go out. And one of the interesting stories, KYUK does that, and that's one of the things I love. Katie Basil's been working with interns, and tomorrow on the news, don't miss it, is a story done by a bunch of kids who grew up in this area, and it's all about teachers and why they keep leaving the schools and what that does to them as students in the school and people in the community. And it's all from their point of view. It is pure, wonderful magic, and anybody involved in the community who's an adult, whether they're a YUPIC or not, anybody involved in doing education, they should all listen to this. This is wonderful. I want to hear from the kids. And I want to hear from the kids that grew up here. And Katie Basil made that possible. And I just applaud the kids, Katie, KYUK. This is the kind of work that is real leadership.
And so the piece that you just mentioned is part of our newscast tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. I guarantee it. And it'll the video that they did, because it was done as a video, and I help the kids a little bit in writing scripts, but not much. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. And then we work together to trim it down. Kaylee is the girl, young woman I worked with, very brilliant.
Kaylee from Akoriak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she and I really work together, and you should hear her stuff. Mm. It's not just hers. There's a whole bunch of other kids that worked with her, and they're not kids. Mm. They are young adults, and they are wiser beyond their age. Anyway, listen to it. I'm so excited.
So let's talk about another success that you've had in the past that dovetails with another thing I want to talk about real quick. You mentioned to me in a conversation off air that you had had some experience in Appalachia with helping people tell that story of that region. Could you touch on that just a little bit?
Well, yeah. God, this is years and years ago. It's before I came to Alaska. It was in the 1970s. There was a group of people in a radio blackout zone. This is where the radio astronomy is. And so there was no radio there, but they wanted radio. And Appalachia is an area which has a lot of music, fiddle music, and all sorts of music and traditional songs that are just incredible. And they wanted some of that music on the air. They wanted to hear it on the radio. So they called us in, and Steve and I helped build a radio station in the middle of nowhere, and it was the public radio station that helped lead the charge to create the funding, which was then available for Alaska public radio stations and other stations in very rural areas. And so long before I came to Alaska, I was already aimed here.
Something you mentioned, though, you couldn't have done it without all the volunteers that you aggregated. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes, there were volunteers all over the place. Mm-hmm. This radio station had practically no money, mm-hmm. even by those times. And so we even had, because it was a radio station and radio blackout zone, we had an engineer from the radio astronomy be our engineer. And he made sure that signal was spiffy clean, so when they were listening to black holes, they would not hear bluegrass.
Black, that's a good one. I like. I'm a pun lover. I have to reiterate. They were listening to black holes. They wouldn't hear bluegrass. I can't help it. Now, the reason I mention that is because I am always looking for citizen subsistence reporters. I call them different things sometimes. What's a better name for that?
Well, it was a big area which was really rural, just like this.
Mm-hmm.
I created this system called community correspondence.
Community correspondence.
And we found people in communities, often they were running little grocery stores or mailboxes and that sort of thing, who were willing to call us up on a schedule once a month and tell us what was going on in the community. And you know what? It wasn't just news. It was who was visiting whom, church stuff, feast stuff, hunting stuff, all sorts of things. And they became real correspondents doing that. So when there was a flood, they were the ones who could call the radio station and tell us whether their community was in danger. And it was real news.
Well, I am running out of time, but I'm glad you mentioned flood, and I'm glad we touched on that, because here's two things to say. Water levels are rising with the melt, and I'm interested in finding out more from you. So, if you heard what Johanna just mentioned, I'm looking for people just like that today and this week to talk about the rising water levels of the Kuskokwim. But all the time, I'm looking for just the type of coffee talk that Johanna just mentioned, that those same types of individuals like yourselves did there in that region.
Or do still,
I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. That leaves me not a moment left, and I just have one thing besides thanking Johanna for joining me at such late notice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that is to say, don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK. To discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org.
or call 543-3131 today.